Hello, 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 hello. How are you? What's up? Are you good? Anyway, I'm back again with another episode. Listen, it's been a great year so far. It's the consistency for me. Like, all I'm saying is that, listen, 2024 Belia is coming for next. She's consistent, she's cute, she's disciplined, she's staying in her lane, and she's having conversations with people that really are doing amazing things in their different spaces. And like we said before, this year we are trusting God, we are focusing on Him, and we're tapping into His never-ending spring of wisdom to guide us as we do life. And sometimes doing life means that you might have a little bit of imposter syndrome. And that's okay, right? It's just about having the tools that are going to equip you to really understand what imposter syndrome is like and recognizing that other people are on the same journey as you are, but they're still going after their own dreams. So if you're sitting there and you're thinking, this imposter syndrome has me by the neck, this episode is for you, and we hope that it blesses you. We hope that you receive wisdom, guidance, and anything that might encourage you just to continue moving forward with God and with faith, right? So today I have an amazing guest. Listen, she made the time. All I'm saying is that she made the time. The fact that she made the time, oh, we thank the Lord. So she made the time to be with us today. She's amazing. Her name is Pasha. She is multifaceted. She's a chef. She's beautiful. She's Zambian. She's fabulous. We love her. But I'm going to allow her to introduce herself before I say too much. Hi, Pasha. How you doing?
Hi, Belia. Thank you so much for an incredible welcome and an A very, very heartwarming introduction. I feel as though I was being introduced by, I don't know, I feel like I'm Michelle Obama right now and I don't know who you are. So that was stunning. I was excited listening to you and I was just excited listening to everything that we're about to accomplish and also
Come
just
on.
hearing that we're both being consistent this year. So shout out to that. Shout out to consistency.
Shut
It's a
up.
beautiful thing. I always say that discipline is one of the best quality traits you can have,
Come
you
on.
being able to show up every day. So the fact that we're starting the year off strong and we're being consistent and we're here on this podcast to talk about multiple things, is an act of discipline and consistency. So thank you so much for that warm welcome. And yeah.
I love it. Listen, we are already within the chat. I love it. I'm glad you are here, and I'm so glad that you are being consistent as well. Discipline is an amazing trait to have. You can say that again and again. Like, listen. I'm really excited. Today's episode is really close to my heart. Yeah, we're talking about overcoming imposter syndrome in your business or professional career. Imposter syndrome is crazy, but before we get into details of what it is, how, we overcome it, what it feels like, all of that good stuff. Pasha, may you introduce yourself to those, that are listening that do not know anything about you, what you're all about. Who is Pasha the girl?
So let's just start from, I guess we could say, let's start from the beginning. Hi, my name is Pasha. Like Belia briefly mentioned, I'm from Zambia. I grew up in South Africa and I currently live in Los Angeles. I currently run a private catering company and I am a private chef. I pivoted from going to law school and decided to pursue business, and I started my own business during very trying times. That just goes to show you how God is really going to
Amen.
work on you and how you're going to say, hey, I have this idea and this is the map I've put up for myself. And God may be like, did you consult with me? Because I didn't authorize or I didn't co-sign on that. And so I had these aspirations to become a lawyer for so long, but God had other plans. And so in COVID, I officially launched my business. It's called Pasha's Kitchen. And we have been active for the last 4 years. We're going on 5 now, which is extremely exciting.
Come
And it's
on.
been an incredible blessing. I do dibble and dabble in different projects as well. I do like to consult smaller businesses and I do focus on mentoring young entrepreneurs who want to pivot and start their own business and have passions and aspirations to do something that is not restricted around, you know, just going to school and perhaps working a 9-to-5. Although I do want to say, and I also want to encourage people who are going that route, that there's nothing wrong with that. That's a beautiful thing to do. And that's 100% what I was intending to do. I would say doing a 9-to-5 is much better because working as your own boss has had me working 12, sometimes 15 hours in comparison to a cute little 8 hours. So I would just encourage people who are passionate about something to just stick with that. But yeah, in a nutshell, that's Pasha.
Nice. We love it. We love the pivoting. We love the trusting God. And we love the 5-year anniversary that is coming up. Listen, God is so faithful. He
So
is
faithful.
so, so, so faithful. And he's going to continue taking you higher and higher in Jesus' name. Awesome.
Amen.
So we are talking about imposter syndrome, yeah, like I mentioned earlier. And you know,
Right.
imposter syndrome is a nagging voice of doubt and inadequacy. It just whispers lies. That's really what it does. It tells you that
Right.
you're not meant to be in the space that you're in. It's like this small voice saying, "Who do you think you are?
Right.
Not even qualified for this," all of that stuff. So for you on the journey that you've been on so far, how would you describe imposter syndrome in your own life and in your career?
Thank you so much for that question, Belia. Yeah, imposter syndrome is something that I did not even think I had. I didn't even realize that I had. And I think imposter syndrome starts from a very young age. I think from a very young age, I've always been an overachiever. I've always been a hardworking person, always been the A student, someone who did their homework on time, did extra credit, always showed up. Like I said, I had aspirations to become an attorney. I wanted to be a business lawyer. So I already had this plan mapped out. And so I didn't know how to receive any form of failure. And I constantly felt like I belonged in every space that I put myself in because of how I worked, I was good at it. So I didn't have a chance to feel any kind of imposter syndrome because whatever I set, whatever goal at a scholarly level I had set to achieve for myself, I was essentially great at. So I never felt the need. I was just like, oh, you know, I'm so good at this. Like, I don't have to think about this. This is easy. Until my back was pit against a wall and I pivoted into this business that my sister actually pushed me to start. My sister and my friends pushed me to start. And that's where the syndrome kind of like started coming up. I was like, oh, I can't do this because I don't have a background, a professional background in culinary. But I had the visual eye for it and I had the gift that God had given me. So I always knew that my food was good. And I often say that I've been blessed with a talent where I can visually look at something and I can recreate it. I could taste something and I'm able to mention at least 80 to 90% of the ingredients that was in there. And I don't have to look it up. So in the business space for me, this came about when I had to now say, hey, I'm going to pivot into something that I have really no knowledge about, number one. Number two, I'm going to market myself in a way that makes other people trust me. But that was difficult because
It was difficult, yeah.
it was difficult. I needed people to trust me. I didn't need to
Oh,
trust people. So that's why I felt like, okay, well, why should you trust me? And stuff. I needed people to trust that my work was the quality that I was putting out there. So I was afraid of failing, and I was afraid that I couldn't amount up to the big names because when I saw myself in any space, I always saw myself next to my idols and people who I admire, mentors that I had seen out there. And so when I looked at my work, I was like, it's not currently at this level, and I don't want to put this work out there. No one is going to purchase my stuff. No one's going to eat this stuff. You people are my family. You guys are my family. Of course, you're going to think my food is great. Of course, you're going to think it's amazing. And so I kept pushing, 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 and I did not want to start my business. So it just started from that until I was literally backed into a wall
Yeah.
and everything shut down
Yeah.
in America. It shut down in the
Yeah.
world. It
Yeah.
basically shut down.
Yes.
And my sister was like, babe, I don't want to hear you complaining about you not having any money, not having a
Wow.
job, nothing. You have a talent, you need to use it. And so I was like, okay. And that's how I decided to market myself with the help of one of my really good friends. She had said, I have friends coming in town. Do you want to just kind of cook for us and see how that goes? And essentially, when that went well, I was like, okay, maybe I could do this. And so now I had to face the weight. Like, okay, I got this. This was through my friend, but how could I get this again and again in order to make profits and in order for this to make sense?
Nice.
And so that's how in the business I was there, like, okay, I might be a fraud because, girl, you do not have a license. You don't have this. And so immediately I started doing my research. I was like, I want to do this by the book. I want to do everything great. I started doing my research. I was like, I need to get a license. Let me get a healthcare license so that I can be authorized to distribute food and give people food, right? Because it's obviously illegal to just feed folk. And so doing that, I started looking at like lessons on how I knew standard things of how I wanted things to look like, but there's so much I didn't know. And that's why I was suffering so much. And that's why I felt inadequate in my work because I didn't know so many things. So I just felt like I shouldn't be doing this, despite people calling me and despite people saying your food is incredible, despite people saying you're so professional. I just kept telling myself, girl, you ain't going to no school for this. You need to sit down. You can't do this. And so that was that.
Wow, that is amazing. And you know what it is? I feel like it's one of those things where God pushes you into a space where you have no choice but to look deep down and recognize that passion and the goodness that he's placed in you doesn't necessarily need a degree in order for you to be qualified to do it, right? So somehow, somewhere, you were able to like make a choice and see that, okay, yeah, I might not be good enough
Right.
right now, but I know I can, you know, I can get the tools to serve the people around me. And now you're going in 5 years. Like, listen, that can only be God.
Yeah.
I think he wanted to just show
Yeah.
you that you need to depend on me more than you depend on your qualifications. And that's the thing
I
with
love that.
imposter syndrome, right? Like, it comes in to make you think that you can't depend on anyone else except you. So even in how we look at it, it's the self-doubt. I think it's the doubting that God is going to do what he says he will do through you, and doubting that him saying that you're good enough
Right.
is actually not it. Like, you're actually not good enough, right? So it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. So how would you say that, you know, looking at imposter syndrome and what the lies that it says, right? How would you say that you have evolved in your journey of thinking, oh, I'm not good enough, and I can't be in the space, to where you are now? How do you feel like you've evolved from that?
You know, I'm briefly going to touch on what you said about God. You said that it's us thinking, we're not trusting what God can do through us. And, you know, going back to that, I remember for the longest time, my favorite Bible verse was Philippians 4:13, which is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And going through everything that I experienced, I was like, oh, you're a fraud because you sitting and reciting this Bible verse and you're not acting upon it. How
Come
come
on.
you believe in this based off of the things that you want to do? You say you can do all things, but you're limiting the things. You're picking the all
The
things that you can do.
things. Yes,
So
come
you're a
on.
fraud
You're a
because I'd be
fraud.
yelling. They'll be like, oh, what's your favorite verse? I'll be the first, the loudest. Philippians 4:13. You know, I could do all things, but babe, you're doubting yourself, you're doubting your abilities in this. So you really is a fraud and you need to stop that. And so now I had to just change that. And I just said, like, you know, wait a minute. I need to stop doubting God. And I really need to look back at this and why I love it so much. And there was a day that I had gone to church when I was really like just struggling, but I didn't really like talk about it, but I was just struggling with thinking about this. And Proverbs 3:5.
Yeah.
That's
Trust
another
the Lord.
gem.
Yeah.
Trust in the Lord God with all your heart and lean not on your
Yeah.
own understanding. I said, that's
Yeah.
it. I'm trying to understand why I'm not in law school and why I'm running this business, but that what I need to understand is why God has placed me here.
Amen. Amen.
So, leaning back into your question,
Yeah.
so evolving through my imposter syndrome and getting to where I am currently, there's been a few things.
Yeah.
The first thing that I would say has helped me evolve through my imposter syndrome is educating myself.
Come on.
I had to become confident in my craft and had to become confident in my art. So all the things that when I look at my business and how I want it to be run and the aspirations that I have, I really had to sit down, do my research, and think, what would I want this to look like? One of my, quote unquote mentors, who's not really accessible, is Gordon Ramsay. I look at the quality of his work, and I've been to a few of his restaurants, and I've been to Michelin level restaurants, and I'm just like, okay, when I produce work, I want it to be at the highest level. So how do I get there? It's self-education and it's practice.
Come on.
So the first way for me to overcome that started with educating myself, because I had to become confident in the things that I was doing. And I think that's why I was doubting before. In the beginning, I talked about being this person who did exceptionally well at a scholarly level, but that's because I was good at what I was learning. So I never doubted myself. I was like, oh, I could do that because I've learned it. And so I only doubted myself when I didn't know.
When you
So I
didn't
started to
know,
educate myself, and I was like, you know what, Tasha, you are more than qualified to be here. And I think I've repeated this quote countless, countless, countless times. I always say, because it's just been ingrained in my head. When I read this, it said, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called.
Love it.
So once I ingrained that in myself, I kept telling myself, like, you're more than qualified to do this. And then also speaking up more, seeking help. So I started talking to my clients who run different businesses. I started talking to friends who run different businesses, because mentorship doesn't solely come from one person. It comes from those who surround you and those who are around you. And one of my clients gave me this stunning book. It's called Built to Last, and it's Successful Habits of Visionary Companies by Jim Collins. And so that book basically highlights some of the big five companies that a lot of people look at, which is like Walt Disney, Ford, Warner Brothers, and all these companies that we come and see today, Amazon, how they started from nothing and how they're lasting. And I think essentially, when you pitch something and you start doing something, you just want it to be amazing. No one ever plans for plan B. And even when we have a plan B, we don't plan for plan C or a plan D. We're just like, this has to work. And there's ultimately a shock that comes when you have to go to plan B, and you have to be confident in plan B, because you're like, okay, plan A didn't work, so this is what I'm going to do to alter this to make it a little better. So reading books like that, and another book that also was a good book was Mark Manson's The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Beep. So, that also was a stunning book, because it just teaches you how not to hold on to things and make it so powerful over you that you're thinking, oh my God, like, this is falling apart now. It teaches you how to be like, okay, not what now, what next?
What
And so,
next?
how can I do this? Because what now, it almost leaves you stagnant. What next tells you, like, this is happening. And so, what's the next thing that I have to do, which ultimately pushes you into your plan B? So, overcoming that and getting away from this imposter syndrome, I was
Love
like,
it.
educate yourself, become confident, assure yourself, and be what you say that you are. You
Amen.
say that you're this thing, then act upon it. And I had
Come
to
on.
stop tying myself to what I was going to be, and I started to tie myself to what I currently am.
Love it.
So, building that
Love it.
self-awareness, educating myself, and just saying, how can I run this business to be what I want it to be?
Oh, I love it. Educate yourself and look at where you're going. Like, don't focus too much on where you came from and hold yourself back. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. And you see, that's the power of knowledge, and that's the power of equipping yourself and recognizing that you really have it in you,
Right.
to pursue those dreams, regardless of how crazy and daunting and scary they may be. I
Right.
also absolutely love that quote. God qualifies the called. Even if you feel so
100%.
qualified, you feel like, who am I? Who am I that I must do this thing? He will qualify you. Your dreams are valid. Like, that's just what it is to me. Like, if you dream it, it's valid. He just needs to be the one to qualify you as you continue going. And in that same
100%.
breath, right? Like, in us looking at God, qualifying us and being at the center of helping us overcome imposter syndrome, how do you feel like your faith has helped you on your journey?
Wow. If I'm being completely honest with you, there are moments where I have stirred away from my faith in this journey because I doubted this. I doubted where I'm at. And, in the beginning, I didn't lean on faith, I leaned on survival. And so that was a problem. I was leaning on survival. So, if I'm being honest, how my faith has helped me, I didn't start with my faith
Love it.
helping me. I was surviving.
Oh,
And
girl.
so I wasn't even thinking, I was just thinking, God help me to survive, period. But I didn't let God lead the way. And had I let God continue to lead the way, like God initially had told me, God had told me, like, this is my plan for you. You're qualified to do this and stuff. I think things would have gone a lot differently, but now how my faith has come through, I worry less. I worry less. So, one thing that entrepreneurship has shown me is you are going to have multiple failures. And that is nerve-wracking and it's scary because the moment that you fail or something happens, you feel like you need to throw in the towel. And God has taught me in the last 4 years that I don't need to worry about nothing because God has had my back. There's moments where I've lost contracts, I've lost money, I've had clients upset with me, and I've just gone and be like, this is it. I knew I wasn't able to do this. And the next week, I'll get a completely different client who'll be like, we heard your work is so amazing. We want to book you. We heard your food is. I'm like, last week, I had some clients telling me I'm a terrible person. I was this, I was X, I was like, you know what? Don't even worry about it, sweetheart.
Come on.
Pasha's kitchen closed. We closed, babe. We closed for good until further notice. But God is like, why are you worried? Why are you worried? So, having that faith and leaning on God and just changing that, like, God help me to survive, and
Amen.
just asking God, I changed my prayer points to God, lead the way by your desire and I'll just follow. I'm your servant. I'm your servant doing your work. And even speaking to my pastors in this, my pastors was like, God is the author of your story.
Come on.
When you let God write that story, your journey is just that much more, it feels more simple, it feels more easy. But the moment that you try and take over and you try and write your own story, it feels like you're going over mountains, it feels rocky, it feels like doors are being shut, and you're like, well, I'm doing everything, what's going on? God is like, I didn't give you the wheel to drive, not yet, not yet. So
Period.
now that I'm just like, you know what, God, I'm gonna sit this one out. You say what? All right, a bit. I'm sitting this one out
I love it.
because
I love
it
it.
has nothing to do with me. You got it. You writing it. Like, I'm
I
just here.
love
I'm just
it.
showing up. Let me know what to do.
I
Because at
love
the
it.
end of the day, I'm God's servant and I'm fulfilling the purpose that God has for me.
Amen.
And so that's how my faith has shown up. Like, it took some time because I was just trying to
But it
survive
showed
a
up.
little bit, but it
Woo!
showed up. It showed
Hallelujah.
up.
I love it. Thank you for that.
Amen.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And that is what it's about, regardless of where you're at. if you're being honest with yourself and you acknowledge that, hey, I'm actually in survival mode, that's where God can meet you and start working with you. So if you know you've been lying to yourself, you know you're pretending, you know you're not being authentic with your journey and where you're at,
Right.
imposter syndrome will drown you. You're better off acknowledging that, Lord, I am at this space and I need you to take me higher. I need you to take me in where in the space you want me to be in. I need to surrender, right? So
Amen.
as we wrap up, Basha, as we finish this beautiful episode up, what advice would you have for anyone that is currently in the middle of imposter syndrome?
The advice that I would have for anyone who's experiencing imposter syndrome is to, I would say three things. I would just break it down into three things. I think the first thing I would say is recognizing that you're experiencing that. So once you recognize the issue that you're having, fix it. Educate yourself, figure it out, and say, you know, why am I feeling this way? Find tools to fix it and keep talking to people. Talk to anyone who is willing to listen. That's the first thing that I would do is just fix it. And the second thing that I would do is I would say, let go of feeling the need to be perfect and
Amen.
understanding that you're meant to be exactly where you are. Trusting that even if you have to be delusional, to be delusional. If you say that, you know, you're Picasso and nobody's buying your stuff, you just have to sit there and be like, babe, I'm Picasso. I'm Picasso. You have to feed into that delusion because
Come on.
that's also going to help you be confident and stuff. And then finally, continue to show up even when it doesn't make sense. And even as you're struggling, just continue to show up and continue to ask God to help you show up. The days that you feel like I cannot paint this piece, I cannot sing today, I cannot be an advocate, I cannot get on this podcast today, ask God for the strength and just continue to show up and continue to believe in yourself because every single day you are watering this plant. Trees take years to grow. Trees have layers and layers, and it'll show you how many years or how old that tree is. So that tree was once 1 year, it has another layer, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. And that's what I've had to learn. I'm like, I fully understood what the saying, Rome was not built in a day. I fully understand what that is because sometimes you be watering this tree, nothing is moving. Nothing is moving, but you still have to treat it with love. You still have to nurture it. You still have to show up and stuff. So those three things, fixing the problem,
Beautiful.
understanding, being delusional and just being confident, saying, you know what, I'm destined to be here
Yeah,
and
amazing.
just keep showing up.
Amazing. I love that. You know what, Pasha? Like, write a book. Listen, I'm buying that book.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I think it's time. So, thank you so much for the wisdom. Thank you for
Thank
your
you, Felia.
time. I am so grateful for,
Thank you.
your authenticity and your openness to just sharing on something that is very common in like so many young people, especially young people that are just starting out with their careers that want things to happen quickly for themselves. Just
Right.
recognizing that, there's a journey, there's a process. A tree doesn't grow overnight. It takes time, and where you start is not where you're going to end up in the next 5 years, So
100%.
thank you for your time, praying
Thank
that you continue
you.
flourishing and, just continue going higher and higher. This year we celebrate you. Of course, we're going to have you back again for another episode, duh.
I'm excited. I'm excited. I absolutely, I this didn't even feel it didn't feel like it was like kind of an educational conversation. So I really appreciate that it felt like it was just two girlfriends talking,
That's what it is.
celebrating where we are. And so
Exactly.
I
Exactly.
absolutely appreciate how warm you've made me feel.
I love it.
And just it's just made it easy for me to talk. I didn't have to think up too much. So I appreciate
I
that.
love it. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And you're so welcome. Thank you so much. We'll see you on our next episode. Ladies and
Thank
gents,
you.
that is Pasha, and that is our episode for today, Overcoming Imposter Syndrome. So, as you have heard it here and live, please do not overcome yourself with being too perfectionist minded. trying to do things too quickly. Trust the process, take it easy, and know that you are going to get to where God wants you to be. Your dreams are valid, and God qualifies the called as you continue moving. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend that's currently in the middle of a struggle with imposter syndrome, and we hope that you continue flourishing wherever you are. Don't forget to keep on blooming. Bye.